Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group, industry's objections to open standards at the Air Force disappear.
I think they've gotten religion. In other words, they've been listening to what leaders have been saying through the years.
It's Friday, October 1st, 2021. Happy new fiscal year. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast. Every afternoon, you'll learn what's going on today in government. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Francis Rose. The leader of the Rapid Capabilities Office at the Air Force, Randy Walden, says his office needs industry help with the Advanced Battle Management System. Walden says the ABMS system will benefit from what commercial industry's done with what he calls a more global Internet of Systems. Deborah Lee James is chair of the Defense Business Board. She was the 23rd Secretary of the Air Force, and she's author of Aim High, Chart Your Course, and Find Success. Madam Secretary, thanks for joining me. Congratulations, first of all, on taking the Defense Business Board chair. That's happened since the last time that we talked. What appealed to you about taking that position?
Well, first of all, thank you, Francis. As always, it's always great to speak with you and really happy to be part of this podcast. The Defense Business Board, I'm really psyched about it. It's an exciting new way for me to continue to serve in the Pentagon, so to speak. And it's an opportunity to blend my business and my government experience. And I have to always start with the disclaimer that I cannot speak for DOD, and really I can't even speak for the board yet, because we are still Stormin and Norman, and no one is confirmed, no one has been sworn in other than me. But I'm very excited to be part of it, and I think we have some interesting challenges in business operations, talent, and transformation, and an all-star cast of people that are going to help us do our work.
Well, once that all-star cast is in and you can speak on behalf of the Defense Business Board, I hope you will humor me and come back and do that very thing. This connection to industry that is really kind of a buzz right now in the Defense Department broadly, but in the Air Force in particular, is where I want to go today. I mentioned Randy Walden's comments recently. Your successor, Frank Kendall, spoke at a conference recently and talking about the types of businesses, the types of companies that he wants to do business with. What will build a more effective connection, do you think, between industry, whether it's traditional industry or new companies, and the department itself, Debbie?
Well, first of all, I think you always need a mixture of different types of companies. And what you want is you want to understand broadly what is available out there in the marketplace and have access to all of it so that you can, as the Department of Defense, so that you can pick and choose. And I know Secretary Kendall was recently quoted, I believe, at Air Force Association conference as saying he wanted to get traditional industry, the bigger primes, perhaps the companies that are more used to doing business with DOD, more into the game. And what I think he meant by that, I don't think he meant to say that he did not any longer want access to the newer, smaller companies and the commercial technologies, but there's been so much emphasis on that in recent years. I think he was trying to say what we need to do is find a happy medium, because those big companies know us well. They've served us overall very, very well through the years. And so what we need is a balance. We need the best of all that they can bring to the table for our capabilities.
Yeah, my colleague Jackson Barnett reported this. I think this is the quote you're talking about, Debbie. There has not been enough effort, Frank said, to tap into the capabilities that exist in both major defense contractors and defense-oriented nonprofit organizations. I think you're right. I didn't see anything in that report that indicates he's not interested in dealing with the cutting-edge innovation companies. Sounds to me like he's saying the traditional companies the department's done business with for a long time might have more to offer than the department's been exploring. Is that what you heard also?
Well, and I think it may also be true. There's been a lot of hype about the commercial technology companies, the small startups in the Silicon Valley and elsewhere. And they do have fantastic capabilities. But for example, with respect to the Advanced Battle Management System, which has been using an approach of prototyping and testing out different small capabilities with on-ramp experimentations to see kind of what works and what doesn't work. What we now have is we have a hodgepodge of many different technologies and lots of different contracts, but no specific roadmap on which ones are going to scale up and where do we go from here. So I think what Secretary Kendall was saying, you know, other companies, larger companies, integrators maybe can help us solve that. And oh, by the way, the larger integrators also have agile software development. They have some of the capabilities that we have become particularly much more familiar with in recent years coming out of Silicon Valley.
What was your take on the group of defense industry leaders saying that JADC2, ABMS need to be open standards? That seems to make a lot of sense broadly. It's not something that the defense industry has been very good with or very happy about over time, it seems.
Well, you just nailed it, Francis. What I would say is I think they've gotten religion. In other words, they've been listening to what leaders have been saying through the years. Certainly when I was Secretary of the Air Force, Bill LaPlante, who was the Assistant Secretary at the time, he used to always talk about how important it was that the U.S. government owned the technical baseline, but that industry needed to get with the program and have open standards so that we could pick and choose among different companies. We didn't want to be locked in for the next 20 or 30 years with proprietary approaches because we need to upgrade our systems all the time. So I think what it means is they have been listening, they're getting with the program, and they realize this is the future and they must adapt. So I was very happy to hear it.
You've been on the other side of that table, though, too, from an industry perspective. Is there a benefit to going along with this open standards idea other than the fact that you're being dragged there by the Air Force?
Well, the benefit is if you don't, you lose the competition. Mm-hmm. So there is that to consider. Remember, proprietary systems have been very, very lucrative for companies through the years because, again, it allows the customer to get used to a certain system and literally they get locked in. So, of course, there's no competition after that. You cannot recompete. So it's a new way of doing business. They will adapt. They are adapting. I have confidence that, you know, we're going to continue to move forward in this way.
What do you think JADC2 winds up looking like a year or two from now, Debbie?
A year or two from now, I think we're still going to be building and growing and testing, but hopefully we will have, particularly on the ABMS side, we will have more specific, albeit perhaps small, capabilities that we can actually say, hey, these are out there in the field and they are working. We have tangible results to show for the years of effort and for the money that has been spent. This is precisely, I believe, why the Air Force is now pivoting away from this, I'll say, experimentation, prototyping, many, many different commercial technologies being tested all at once phase to a much more focused capabilities phase, in which they're going to take a specific project. The first one out of the barrel that the RCO is going to tackle relates to the KC-46 tanker program and creating and fielding pods for the KC-46, which would allow them to operate, you might say, as a flying cell tower, which, oh, by the way, if that works, that would be fantastic because it would allow the KC-46 to link up, let's say the F-22 and the F-35, which currently cannot link up and cannot communicate. They have incompatible systems. So that would be an example of something tangible. It would be real world, and it would be an important capability. And hello, that's what Congress wants to see.
Madam Secretary, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Francis.
You can read more about JADC2 in today's show notes at thedailyscooppodcast.com. I'm Francis Rose, the host of the Daily Scoop podcast.